Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is your call. Workers who run the country's second largest school district are on strike for the third straight day over unfair labor practices. Los Angeles school support staff are demanding a 30% pay increase, saying they make barely minimum wage. According to the New York Times, United Teachers Los Angeles, which represents teachers and some other district employees, is not a party to this labor dispute, but said its members would not cross Local 99's picket lines. Joining us is Eduardo Jacobo, special education assistant with the LAUSD and a member of SEIU Local 99. Hi, Eduardo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Well, great to have you, Eduardo. So just a couple of basic questions. The people who are on strike right now, about 35,000 workers, these are support staffers, bus drivers, people who make sure that everything is clean when the kids walk into school. Can you just give us a sense of who is actually striking?
So yes, pretty much the frontline workers, the bloodlines in the district. You know, without many of us, we believe that the district doesn't run. You know, a lot of it's the teacher assistants, the supervision aides, the bus drivers, the custodial staff, the cafeteria workers, the IT department, the groundskeepers. You know, it's a lot of us on the list.
It's a lot of you on the list, and it's so interesting, Eduardo, because the majority of the strikes we've seen over the years, teachers have really been the face of these strikes, but the people that you're talking about, the cafeteria workers, the groundskeepers, the people who make the school run, we rarely hear from them in the media.
Yeah, and that's where we're here to change that. You know, we're here, we're leading the charge here at SEIU, and UTLA has partnered to stand with us in support.
So we know that the cost of living in California is incredibly high. Inflation is hitting people every time they go to the grocery store. And according to reports and so many people who've been interviewed, they say that they're barely making minimum wage. Can you tell us more about that?
So a study just came out this year that stated that in order to live at a poverty level here in the state of California, you need to make $37,000 a year. You know, on average, most of our members only make somewhere between $24,000 and $25,000 a year.
Wow.
Far below the poverty level. So right now, what we're asking for a 30% wage increase is just to make our members reach that poverty level to live here in the state of California.
What are you hearing from people? I mean, is this your experience also making $24,000, $25,000 a year? I just think, how do you survive on that? And then are people taking second and third jobs to make ends meet?
So, yeah, you know, I'm one of them. I'm a special ed assistant, and I've been, you know, forcing myself to work anywhere from 2 to 3 jobs. Wow. Just to try to make, you know, just try to make ends meet. A lot of us have families at home, and, you know, we've had to sacrifice spending quality time with our children just to make sure that we have money to put food on the table, money to clothe our children. We put off a lot of necessities, our necessities, for example. Like I wear glasses. I have to put out getting new glasses because my son needs diapers. You know, it really hurts us. It really hurts because I have a 2-year-old, and the fact that I have to work so much means that I have missed so many developmental milestones. I wasn't there to hear him speak for the first time. I wasn't there to take his first steps. You know, I had to witness all of those, you know, moments through the smartphone.
Wow.
I'm
sure you're not alone.
Yeah, all of our members here share the same experience, and we're just asking for a livable wage so we can spend some quality time at home too.
Right. And Eduardo, what I'm hearing from so many of the workers on strike is that they care so much about public education and Los Angeles schools and the students that they serve. Can you tell us more about your job as a special education assistant and just why do you do this work? What does it mean to you?
I can honestly say for a lot of our members, we love our job. You know, their smiles every morning makes coming to work worth it, you know. And a lot of people, I don't know if they don't understand, but we're here, we're doing all of this because we're fighting to keep our jobs. Being one of the lowest paid people here in the state of California, you know, we're starting to voice that we can no longer do what we love and continue living. You know, they're coming in the morning and seeing them come in and, you know, being greeted by them. Oh, look, it's Mr. J is here. Or if they're having a rough time, and when they come in and they see a familiar face such as mine and such as my colleagues, puts a smile on their face, makes it they feel better. They know that they're safe, that they're supported. Mm. But, you know, it's getting hard having to do three jobs and then having to come do this, or, you know, being understaffed where I can't provide that kind of necessity and that kind of care for them because I'm constantly being pulled out to, you know, stretch thin at here at the district.
Right. What are some of the other jobs that you've had to take on? Eduardo? Did we lose Eduardo? Eduardo, are you still with us?
Therapist afterward. It varies. It really varies just because I'm just trying to find jobs that can work with my schedule with LAUSD.
Sorry, Eduardo, you cut out there. Can you just repeat what you said?
So, yeah, I'm usually a package handler. I'm a teleworker. I also work part-time for behavioral therapy. I really try to get jobs that can give me the ability to continue working with LAUSD, to continue allowing me to do what I love and supporting the children.
So tell us more about your demands. And it's also important to note, I just found a study from Education Policy in California. It's Policy Analysis for California Education. This came out in October of 2020, and they point out that California is the fifth largest economy in the world and the wealthiest state in the nation. However, California school funding, even before COVID, was insufficient to meet educational goals and address the needs of students, particularly given the state's high cost of living. And we can do a show about this, but after decades of underinvestment, California K-12 spending had nearly caught up to the national average before the current recession. This was in 2020. California spends about $12,500 per pupil compared with $12,600 nationally. So can you give us a sense of what is happening financially, why these salaries are so low, again, $24,000, $25,000 a year, and what will it take to increase these salaries?
So our contract has been expired for the last 3 years, which was in 2020, you know. We are trying to renegotiate our contract to make sure that it gets adjusted to these livable wages. You know, the economy keeps going up. Our salary has not. And that's pretty much the forefront of this right now.
Where do you see this going, Eduardo?
I see this that we eventually find a mutual understanding that gives us the support that we need and to continue, you know, servicing the children.
Well, Eduardo, thank you for taking some time out from the strike, and we'd love to reconnect to find out what happens. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Eduardo Jacobo is a special education assistant with LAUSD and a member of SEIU Local 99. As he just told us, the support staff are on strike, not the teachers. But United Teachers Los Angeles said its members would not cross Local 99's picket line. So we're talking about people like Eduardo, special ed assistants, cafeteria workers, groundskeepers. These people make about $24,000 to $25,000 a year, which we know it's so incredibly difficult to live on that in an expensive state like California. They are calling for a 30% wage increase. And just to give you some information about the politics here, the New York Times reports that LA Unified asked the state to block the strike, arguing that the union was protesting over pay, not negotiating tactics. A state board said over the weekend it would not impose an injunction against the strike. So far, Karen Bass, the new mayor of Los Angeles, and Governor Gavin Newsom have kept a low profile in the dispute. Unlike in some cities, the Los Angeles mayor does not control the school district, which is run by an independent elected board. Karen Bass has been, quote, deeply involved in negotiations, but has tried to work behind the scenes. She said in an interview yesterday, Local 99 said on Wednesday the mayor was hosting the union's discussions with the district. Governor Newsom is discussing the strike with Karen Bass and is receiving updates from the union and the district. So it's day three, and the schools are closed. They serve a lot of students in Los Angeles, 422,000 students. So we will definitely keep an eye on this and then bring you the latest. Again, this is the second largest school district in the country, and support staff are on strike for the third straight day.